A familiar name in Greater Victoria appeared on Prime Minister Mark Carney's freshly announced cabinet list on the morning of May 13. Esquimalt Saanich Sook MP Stephanie McLean has been named Secretary of State for Seniors, one of 10 MPs appointed to the role of Secretary of State, in addition to 28 named to full cabinet positions. "I'm excited to get to work for Canadians," said McLean, who also mentioned she is proud to represent Vancouver Island. "For Vancouver Island to have a representative who has a seat at the table and a voice to the Prime Minister's office to be able to represent the interests of Vancouver Island, it's been a long time, and I think this is a great opportunity for Islanders." Secretaries of State are tasked with providing leadership on key files within a minister's portfolio. For now, her day-to-day will consist of familiarizing herself with different programs and services available to seniors, to ensure they run well and are in their interests. "I need to know what those interests are, and not being a senior myself means that this is a great opportunity for seniors to tell me what they need and for me to learn from them to really drive the agenda. I'm going to be a senior myself one day, and knowing that I have the opportunity to not only provide good service to seniors in Canada, but also set up a future for those who are aging and who will become seniors one day is a real gift to be able to give that to Canadians now, but also Canadians in the future." While McLean was not necessarily expecting the cabinet position, she was honored to be selected. "I think cabinet making is an art, whether you are making them out of wood or out of people," she said, explaining the Prime Minister's focus with the new cabinet was to create one that would live up to their campaign promises, to protect Canadian identity, to build Canada and ensure a strong economy. "I think his cabinet represents that, and it's an honor to have been tapped, but also a huge responsibility, particularly given the times we're in." On election night, McLean secured a decisive win, taking nearly half the vote and beating Conservative candidate Grant Poole by 20 points in her first foray into federal politics. Originally from Alberta, McLean served as Minister of Status of Women and Minister of Service Alberta from 2015 to 2019 in Rachel Notley's NDP government. She believes this experience will prove extremely relevant to her new role. "I have a history of protecting folks, protecting their pocketbooks, protecting folks from scams," said McLean. "It's not lost on me that a lot of seniors are the targets of scams and fraudulent activity, and this government made commitments in our platform to protect against crime and whatever opportunities I can find to ensure that seniors have good representation on those issues is going to be near and dear to my heart." But as much as McLean is looking forward to protecting seniors, she is looking forward to spending time with them. "I think there's a lot for all of us to learn from seniors," she said. "It's a huge gift to me that I get to spend time with folks who have spent more time on this planet than I have and to get to learn from them. That's something I'm really looking forward to." Following the swearing-in, Carney said the addition of secretaries of state reflects a return to traditional government. The next parliament is expected to begin on May 26. The following day, the government's mandate will be outlined with a throne speech from King Charles III. With files from Lauren Collins.